الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa It was with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's fazal, ihsan and karam that he made it possible for me to go and spend a week with my beloved Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, who is indeed an Arif Billah. Great, great Shaykhul Hadiths, Muhaddiseen, Mufassireen, and Mashayikh coming there and spending some time in his company gives a very clear indication that they are not coming there for the acquisition of knowledge or for an increase in their knowledge. They are coming there for an increase in the kayfiyat of that knowledge, that closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, that ishq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is transferred from heart to heart. It doesn't come through the kitabs. So they come there for that purpose. Otherwise, what shortage is there of knowledge? اپنا دل کسی جلتے ہوئے دل کے قریب کر دے یہ آگ لگتی نہیں ہے لگائی جاتی ہے جس قلب کی آہوں نے دل پھونک دیئے لاکھوں جس قلب کی آہوں نے دل پھونک دیئے لاکھوں اس قلب میں یا اللہ کیا آگ لگی ہوگی That heart which has kindled the flame and lit of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala into so many hearts. What kind of fire must be burning of the ishq of Allah ta'ala in that heart? If there is no burn of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala and ishq of Allah ta'ala in a heart, he cannot transfer that. You can only transfer knowledge. But when the person has got a heart which is filled with the ishq and the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then through the words of that person, the words of that person, of that Allah wala, when it goes through our ears, then it's not only words that are going inside, it's the nur also of their taqwa, which is transferred into the heart of that person through those words. Just now in salat, in sajda, for no apparent reason, I was reading my tasbih and an incident came to my mind, which I believe then is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's side, something that has been put to say it in this gathering. Otherwise, what was the need of that incident coming suddenly? And that is why I recited that ayat, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مُقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ That person who feared standing before Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment, and he restrained his nafs from evil desires, then Jannat is his abode. Then paradise is his abode. The condition is that he restrains his nafs from evil desires. So the incident that came is of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh. That Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, one night he just couldn't get sleep. He was restless. He just couldn't get sleep. If it's getting hot, you can put one row of fans on. At slow speed. So he was very restless. He just couldn't get sleep. He got up, he made salat, he made dua, he made istighfar and tawbah. But still the restlessness wouldn't go. And there was like a pull from the outside that he must go away outside the house. Something was pulling him that he must come out of the house. So he put on his shawl, his blanket, and he left the home. Late night or tahajjud time it was. When he went outside his house, a little distance from the house, he found a person sleeping, covered with a blanket. So he went close to him, and those were not the days of hijackings and murders and killings like our times. These days we would be scared to go and even find out who are you by. So he went to see who the person was. So the moment Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali went close to him, he said, "Junaid," he said, "how do you know me that I am Junaid?" He says, "Well, I called you." He says, "How did you call me?" He says, "No, I made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because my nafs was having an argument with me. And I said, I'm not going to accept any decision except the decision of Junaid Baghdadi. So, oh Allah, you send him to me." That shows he was a great Allah Wala himself who was on the ground there. So he said that, "What is that argument? Or what is it that was worrying you and bugging you for which you made me leave my home this part of the morning and come to you?" So he said, "No, there was a question. Mata tasiru da'un nafsi dawa." He says, "When does the sickness of the nafs become its remedy?" The sickness of the nafs itself becomes the remedy. Now what a question, what could we have answered? And he says that the only person that can give a reply to this would be Junaid Baghdadi. Therefore I said, "Ya Allah, send Junaid Baghdadi to me to answer this question of mine." So as Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi spontaneously replied, "Iza khalafatin nafsu hawaha." Subhanallah, what a reply he gave. That the desire of the nafs, the evil desires which are coming up in the heart of a person, commit zina, look at this woman, see how pretty she is, steal, go to the casino, do this, do that, whatever haram desires are all cooking in the heart of a person. Now these haram desires would lead to his destruction. It's a sickness, it's a disease. These haram desires now, if he has to follow that, it's a disease. So he says, now this nafs, the desires came in the nafs itself. The nafs of the person is desiring all this evil, all this haram, which we term as the sickness, as the bemari, as the marz. So he says, now those same desires which has come into the mind of the person, those same evil desires, when this same nafs now will do against that, or go against those desires, or suppress those desires, or restrain itself from those desires, then it has become a remedy. And not only that, now this person has become muttaqi. In other words, he has used that fuel, that those desires as fuel now. When we have to cook biryani, we need wood and coal. Nowadays they've got gas. But the thing is, those days was wood and coal. So wood and coal is required to put under those degs so that the biryani gets cooked. So we will use the wood and coal as fuel to cook that delicious biryani, the aroma of which will then go far and wide. For our braais, we will need the charcoal to braai our meat, the aroma of which will then go far and wide. So the fuel was required. If they did not have that, they will not be able to cook that biryani. But if a person eats that fuel, he says, since the coal and the wood we use to cook up biryani, so it looks like all the taste is coming through that wood and coal. All the taste of the biryani is coming through that wood and coal, because that is what is used to cook the biryani. So therefore, let me eat the wood and coal. So then he's going to die. So these thoughts which are creeping up in the mind of a person all the time, and especially in our environment when we are traveling out, when we are in our businesses, when we are in schools and colleges, universities, everywhere the evil desires are being cooked all the time in our hearts. They are arising all the time. Now this nafs in which these desires are coming, if we go against, that means the nafs itself now becomes the enemy of those desires, suppresses those desires. It does not go forward, restrains itself. The person restrains himself from the evil desires. Then those same evil desires now become the fuel of taqwa. And when the person gets taqwa, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala how many promises he has made in the Holy Quran Sharif. In the month of Ramadan, I think whole month you listen to the virtues of taqwa and the fazail of taqwa. And that one ayat is quoted by practically every alim whenever the issue or subject of taqwa is discussed. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The person who fears Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he restrains himself from haram. He takes the pain on his heart. That pain does come. The sahaba kiram ridwanullah alayhim ajmain, although it was not with regards to this type of sins that we are committing, their tests were of a different kind. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says they were tested so severely. Their tests were very, very severe. In one of the battles, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ, that their hearts came way to their throats. That means such severe tests it was. Allah ta'ala says it was as if their hearts came right up to their throats. What severe test that must be. And further on in that same ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا, and we shook them up, a very severe shaking. Now can we just imagine when Allah ta'ala says that we shook them up like that? What a kind of a shaking that must be. Allah ta'ala says, هُنَا لِكَبْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. So that shake-up that was given to them, but then look at what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent for them after that. How much of nusrat, madad, mercy. So we will also be shaken up. There will be severe tests sometime. The desires that will come in the nafs will be of a very strong kind. That if it is not the khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, either khawf or muhabbat, then this person will not be able to restrain himself. He will not be able to restrain himself. But if he does, then he is fulfilling the sunnah of the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanul Alayhim Ajma'in. Severe test, but then see what Allah Ta'ala sends after that as Nusrat and Madad. So there, Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi said that this is what the person must do. So he made Assalamu Alaikum. He said, yes, you've given my reply, and he went to him. So this is something that we go to learn. How to suppress our nafs. How to light up the fire of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How to keep it burning to such an extent that no matter what come before us, but we are able to restrain ourselves. We are able to take that pain on our hearts of restraining ourselves from haram. For if not, the person can be a haji sahab, he can be a mufti sahab, he can be a qari sahab, he can be a maulana sahab, he can be any sahab. But once the samp gets him of the nafs, the snake of nafs, then it becomes very, very difficult. So this is what the Ahlullah are there for. That a little while in their company, it brings the noor into the heart of a person. It brings noor. It strengthens his resolve. It gets him closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala gives him so much of sukoon, so much of peace, so much of happiness and contentment. So this is the only purpose. Otherwise people don't understand this. What is the purpose? But then also, many, many times I noticed that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes a person sometimes on a journey for a particular reason or to give hidayah to somebody. That person is not even aware of what he is being taken for on that journey. Why does that desire arise suddenly in the person's heart that I want to go? Suddenly the person just says, I want to go. And yet, the person may not be even fit to travel, but the desire came that he wants to go. Now we are not in that category of the Allah Walas and the great Walis and all that, but still, I just want to give out of the hadith of Ni'mat. Many incidents of this nature have taken place in the life of the sinful one, but this one in this recent trip, that first of all, in Karachi itself, on Jummah day, Hazrat requested that I give the bayan. I said, on this place, Hazrat, it is difficult for us to give bayan. In the first place, our Urdu is not fluent, and we're not used to it. But in any case, because it was his request, So I gave the bayan. After the bayan, a young person who is in business there, that is a young person, he came to meet. And in that meeting, one of my friends who was with me gave him a book, Tafweez, that bayan which I gave here, that resign your will to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is printed and the booklets are here. If a person doesn't have it, he must take it. Tafweez, the cure for depression, that is the title. So he gave him one, that book. And that person, that young person, went away. The next day he came back and he says he wants to meet me and discuss a few things. He says that I am married to a film actress's daughter. We both were in a very, very fast lane, extremely fast lane. And we can just imagine what he is talking about. Film actress's daughter he was married to. So what he says, he was a playboy and she was also in that same lane, without going into details in the masjid. But in any case, he says after that, it was some bayan of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, which he heard. It influenced him, had an impact on his heart, and then slowly he started coming to his majlises there, and then started trying to get it across to his wife also, which was a very great battle. But somehow he got her a little onto deen. But he says that because of that fast life and all the other problems, the depression that she was suffering from was so severe that for the past 3 years, he says, every book you can think of on depression I gave to her. She read it from cover to cover, but nothing helped. Wow. Any psychiatrist you can think of, or psychologist or whatever they call them, he says, I took her to them and get her treated. And every speech of theirs fell on deaf ears. Seems as if nothing happened. He says, last night I gave her this book to read. And he says, believe me, that she just completed the book in one sitting, and she said, I don't require any more any tablets, I don't want to go to any psychiatrist, I don't have any problem anymore. I have resigned my will to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and I found sukoon in my heart, and I found peace and contentment in my heart. He's saying, what is it in this book? I don't know. I said, I don't know myself, but if it has helped you, mashallah. He wants to know if I print copies of this and distribute, is there any royalty business? He said, is there any charge? I said, nothing, alhamdulillah. I haven't taken a cent for any tape or any book or for any nikah or for any imamat. So therefore, you can distribute as many as you want and it will be sadqa jariya for me. So look at this person. We made this trip, it seems, as if to get this person cured with the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then on the return at Johannesburg airport, I had 2 cartons of kitabs. Otherwise, I always travel underweight. People, in fact, look for me in the trips. They said, Maulana, your bag looks very small. Can we fit in a little bit all this? But this time when we were coming, I said, instead of having those kitabs posted, we'll take it with. So we had no problem until we arrived at Johannesburg. At Johannesburg, when weighing in, so that African person who was there on the counter there, so he said, look, you are about 20 kgs or 15 kgs, this box of books is, that is more than your allowed weight. So therefore, I have to charge you. Whatever is the weight, I will have to charge you the rate. So I said, look, there is no problem if it's 15 kgs more than the weight, then take it off, because I've got a friend here who's with me and he's coming to Durban over the weekend, he'll bring it. So he says, no, you give me something and we will get it through. But I'm not allowed to do that, but you give me something and I'll put it through. I said, no, I'm not allowed to do that also. Just as you are not allowed to do that, I'm not allowed to do that too. You can leave the box and my friend will bring it over. So he saw that this person is not prepared to give any bribe. He said, no, it's okay. I'm putting it through. So that's your business if you're putting it through. But I'm not giving you anything for doing anything that is illegal according to your regulations. So he was so impressed with this. They said, would you like to give something for my service? I said, look, that is a different issue. After it, service, if you render good service and if somebody gives you a gift, it's a different thing. But not as a bribe. So in any case, he put the box there, And after that, one of my friends, I was feeling thirsty, so he brought water. So I sat and drank the water. So he asked this friend, who is a doctor from Johannesburg, he had come to meet me at the airport there, and so he said that, why did this person sit and drink the water? He says, it looks like there's so much of humility in this person. This man is telling this doctor. And then he says, again, this offer that I made, he refused to accept that. There seems to be something in it. So who are you all? It's a Muslim? I said, yes. He says, I want to accept Islam. He left the counter, came outside, and 20 minutes I explained to him Islam. And alhamdulillah, he read the Shahada there. We made shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that upon the hands of this sinful one, another one came into Islam. Brothers, if only we had, if only all of us, myself included, had 100% deen in our lives, people will accept Islam in large numbers without speeches. Without speeches. Then I asked this doctor to give him more literature, try and build up a good relationship. His name was Moses. We gave him the name Musa. And said, just this little, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept it. Allah must save us from pride. Allah ta'ala must save us from fakhar. But we must make shukr if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives somebody hidayat through us. So I said, now try and give him some education, some knowledge, give him some kitabs, teach him some deen. Airport is a place that you keep coming in and going in and out. So these two things, it just suddenly came to mind. I presented it before you, that sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends a person for the hidayat of someone that is far away. It happened so many times. At the Victoria Falls, one of the years that we were there, we were just looking at that curtain of water that was coming down, and a person came, a local person, and he said that, where do you come from? And a few other questions, and just talking, I started talking to him about the waterfall, to look at the Qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and all the details, and how great Allah ta'ala is. He says, I want to accept Islam. And he happened to be a very prominent person from Zimbabwe. He was a principal of one of the schools. So therefore, we must not consider any good deed as insignificant. We don't know who gets hidayah. So these trips that we make, sometimes people count it in terms of costs. How much did it cost to go, and how many days did the person spend? But they won't say that this person went to Hong Kong and came back in one day's time for business, so they don't ask him that you spent so much and went all the way there and came back in 2 days' time. Why? Because they say he went for business. So business of this world, we don't count costs. Business of the akhirat, to get Allah himself, if you have to pay the entire world, and if you get Allah, it is cheap. If you have to give the entire world with all the gold, silver and the oil wells, and if you get Allah's muhabbat in return, it is still cheap. It's very cheap. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the tawfiq of making amal on the Quran and the Sunnah, so that we become the recipients of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, mercy, forgiveness in this world and in the akhirat. Since we didn't have any majlis for the past week, therefore we combined both tonight. If it's a few minutes extra, bear with me, because you have a holiday tomorrow, so you can sleep tomorrow morning. اے میرے خالق حیات تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات آپ کی ناخوشی سے ہے میری حیات صد ممات ذکر سے تیرے مل گئی دل کو ہمارے صد حیات zikr se tere mil gayi dil ko hamare sad hayat balki tere hi naam se zinda hai sari kainat ae mere khaliqe hayat teri khushi hai sad hayat aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat tere baghair main hi kya murda hai sari kainat tere baghair main hi kya murda hai sari kainat tere karam se hashr tak zinda hai sari kainat ae mere khaliqe hayat teri khushi hai sad hayat aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat arzi husn gul pe hai bulbul ki sari hazliyat arzi husn gul pe hai bulbul ki sari hazliyat fani buton ko dil na de ye hai hamari ghazliyat the nightingale is singing over that flower which is going to wither and perish don't give your hearts to those booths and idols which are going to perish whether it is the idol of wealth or idol of anything or beauty one day it's going to turn to dust shams o qamar ki roshni adna si bheek hai teri shams o qamar ki roshni adna si bheek hai teri rooh mein tere noor se kitne hain maah kainat the sun and the moon the shine the glitter the brightness that it gives it is just a small fraction of what Allah tabaraka wa taala's stocks of noor are and therefore if you have to look at the hearts of the ahlullah if only Allah taala has to expose them to us we do not know how many suns and moons are in that heart that noor of Allah when it comes into the heart we do not know how much of noors how much of suns and moons are in their hearts شمس و قمر کی روشنی ادنا سی بھیک ہے تیری روح میں تیرے نور سے کتنے ہیں ماہ کائنات اے میرے خالق حیات تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات آپ کی ناخوشی سے ہے میری حیات صد ممات نفس کا جو غلام ہے غرق ہے وہ گناہ میں نفس کا جو غلام ہے غرق ہے وہ گناہ میں کیوں نہ کہوں کہ زندگی کتنی ہے اس کی واہیات کیوں نہ کہوں کہ زندگی کتنی ہے اس کی واہیات
उसका सुकून छिन गया, कितनी है तलखी ये हयात। उसका सुकून छिन गया, कितनी है तलखी ये हयात। जिसने चखे हैं दोस्तों फानी बूतों के नमकियात।
That person's sukoon, peace, contentment, tranquility, serenity is all snatched away. When the person gets involved in illicit relationships, in haram, in disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala makes that person's life miserable, miserable. My Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Hakimuddin Akhtar Sahib Dawud Barakatum, he had a stroke, and he was telling us the other day, he said it was not an easy thing, especially for a person of his movement, traveling the world. It was not an easy thing to go through that difficult days of pain. But he says, Alhamdulillah, I resigned my will to the will of my Mawla. And that Mawla who sent that sickness, he gave me the sabr over that. And then how must I tell you, what must I tell you, that what he gave me inside. We cannot even understand what they got in that sabr. And then it became the means of people now coming there, and he's having 3-4 majlises a day. So this is something from Allah Ta'ala's side. But when there's disobedience, and then azab of Allah Ta'ala is coming, then it brings restlessness, anxieties, worries, fear, all kinds of problems.
Uska sukoon chhin gaya, kitni hai talkhiye hayat. Jisne chakhe hain dosto fani booton ke nam kiyat. Ae mere khaliqe hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat. Aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamad. Toba kare gunah se, lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi. Toba kare gunah se, lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi. Hashr mein honge faizun, bibiyan hongi faizat. Ae mere khaliqe hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat. Aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat. Jisko khuda ne bakhsh di lazzat-e-zikr fazl se, jisko khuda ne bakhsh di lazzat-e-zikr fazl se, akhtar wo pa gaya hai bas haasile lutfe kainat. Akhtar wo pa gaya hai bas haasile lutfe kainat. Ae mere khaliqe hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat. Aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
And let's make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's only with your people's duas that I manage this program. Otherwise, just before coming here, I was feeling extremely exhausted and tired. But alhamdulillah, there's no tiredness at present. But make dua to Allah ta'ala that He must protect us from all the fitnas in this time. The visas of life are getting cancelled so suddenly. In Karachi, a couple were on the motorcycle and a truck just hit against the motorcycle and both died on the spot. It caused such a rage and fury amongst the family members that they burnt 10 trucks of that company. And so many were beaten up and so many, you just don't know what is happening. So we should always be ready. We should be ever ready. We always hear of ever ready batteries. So now this is what lesson we must take from that ever ready battery, that we must be ever ready for maut. We don't know when it will come. So we cannot be in sinful places. The person who thinks that he is taking that illicit love of his to some corner where nobody is watching, he doesn't know if that will be the end of his life. What a death that will be if suddenly somebody has to come and put a gun to their heads. And it has happened. Many such incidents have happened. It can happen in a hotel room. It can happen anywhere. So let us change our lives. Let us change. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Guna mat karo, aram se raho. Guna mat karo, aram se raho. That's khalas. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ay Allah, humare gunaho ko maaf farma. Humare khatao ko maaf farma. Humare lagzisho se sar farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere rahim Allah, ey mere kareem Allah, ey mere sattar ghaffar Allah, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai, hamare gunaho ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my compassionate, kind, loving, forgiving Allah, we are turning towards you. Oh Allah, this is what you want, that sinners should turn towards you. Oh Allah, we acknowledge our sins. We are not justifying any sin of ours, but we are turning towards you. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, you hear everything, you see everything, you know everything. Wherever a servant of yours calls from, whatever part of the night or day he calls, oh Allah, you listen to him. You are aware of the thoughts that go on in his mind. Ya Allah, how can you not be aware that those sinful ones in Masjid-e-Noor have raised their hands towards you? Such a big jamaat of people, oh Allah, raising hands towards you, begging bowls before you, who is Kareem, whose treasures are unlimited. Oh my Allah, do not return our hands empty. Do not return our begging bowls empty. Ya Allah, if a person goes to the door of a very generous person and begs for 1 cent, oh Allah, that person will say, what is 1 cent? Take much, much more. Ya Allah, even if you give the entire universe to one person, then too there will be no shortage in your treasures. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. But we are ashamed of the sins, oh my Allah. We are ashamed, we know that we break our tawbah. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. But oh Allah, after it is broken, who must we go to? Who else is there for us besides you? Ay Allah, hum gunahgar hai. Hum siyakar hai. Hum gande hai. Hum badkar hai. Hum napak hai. لیکن میرے خدا تیرے بندے ہیں اگر تو نے ہمیں تھتکار دیا ہو او اللہ if you have to reject us, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, then my Allah, who do we turn towards? There is no one for us besides you. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے. تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. بس تو ہی ہمارا ہے. او my beloved Allah, do not turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us because of the indulgence of sins. Because of our indulgence in sins,
because of our disobedience. Oh my Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, we use the food, we use the drink, we use the clothes, we use our the homes, the cars, and everything provided by You. Ya Allah, You have created the elements. Ya Allah, You have created the earth. You have created all the things beneath the earth which is used in the manufacture of all these things. Oh my beloved Allah, we make use of Your ni'mat 24 hours of the day. We breathe in the oxygen, oh my beloved Allah, and we survive. Ya Allah, so much of Your ni'mat we use, and we use them for Your disobedience. Ya Allah, when the strength and the health comes into our bodies, then we use our eyes for Your disobedience. We use our ears for Your disobedience. We use our tongues in Your disobedience. We use our hands and feet in Your disobedience. We use even our heart and mind in Your disobedience. Ya Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. How loving You are, how caring You are, how forgiving You are. Oh Allah, how compassionate and kind You are. How tolerant You are, oh my Allah. Even a father doesn't tolerate the mischief of his son after a few moments. Oh my Allah, how tolerant You are. Ya Allah, do not punish us on our sins. Do not seize us on account of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ke upar hamari girift mat farma. Ya Allah, we are living in times of fitna. Ya Allah, we are being bombarded by fitnas from all sides. Ya Allah, we are bombarded by fitnas from all sides. Fitnas from in front of us, fitnas behind us, fitnas to our right and left, fitnas pouring from the satellites above. Hey Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Mere Allah, shaitani jaal biche huye hai. The webs of shaitan have been spread everywhere. Ya Allah, where must we turn? Who do we go to besides You? Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the strength of lions in our hearts. Ya Allah, make us like lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, when the evil desires come in our hearts, let us make use of those evil desires as fuel of taqwa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength to suppress those evil desires. Oh Allah, give us the strength to suppress those evil desires. Ya Allah, we are suffering depression. We are suffering all kinds of fear. We are suffering all kinds of problems. Ya Allah, we are in great difficulties. There's so much of adversity. Ya Allah, there's so much of fitnas. Oh my beloved Allah, change all these conditions. Ya Allah, give us a life of peace and happiness. Give us a life of contentment and satisfaction. Give us a life of serenity and joy. Ay Allah, hamare dilon ke qareeb bhi gham mat phatakne de. Ay Allah, we are extremely weak. Do not test us with sickness. Do not test us with poverty. Do not test us with weakness. Do not test us with fear. Do not test us with loss in our businesses. Do not test us with loss in our health. Do not test us with loss in our production. Oh Allah, do not test us in our homes. Do not test us in our lives. We are extremely weak, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, we are so weak that we will sell our iman for a few miserable coins if we have to be tested. Ya Allah, do not test us. We are not like the Sahaba-e-Kiram, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. Ay Allah, hum to itne gande aur napaak hai, ke mere pyare khuda, hum azmaish ke bhi qabil nahi hai. اے اللہ ہماری آزمائش مت فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما, مغفرت کا معاملہ فرما. اے اللہ, open the doors of your مغفرت for us, open the doors of your رحمت for us. Oh my beloved Allah, we have made umbrellas of sin which we have got above our heads. We do not want the rains of رحمت to drench us. اے اللہ, give us the توفیق of removing these umbrellas from above our heads. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks. It can blow up huge mountains. Ay Allah, just as the dynamite stick blows up huge mountains, Ya Allah, You can blow up these huge mountains of sins of ours with this tawbah of ours. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the entire creation of Yours put together, Ya Allah, then too Your mercy and forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Oh Allah, our parents, if they are alive, give them good health. Our wives and children, give them good health.
Our family members, give them good health. The entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, give them good spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of all the malice and the greed and the evil that has settled in our hearts. Purify our hearts of pride. Purify our hearts of jealousy and envy. Purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the nur of zikr and tilawat. Fill our hearts with the nur of ibadat. Ey Allah, hamare dilon ko tere nur se tu bhar de. Ey Allah, hamare dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil farma de mere Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Bless us with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave. Ya Allah, bless us with good long life. Bless our children with long life. Oh Allah, remove all the darkness of evil. Ya Allah, bless us with happiness, with joy, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with taqwa. Ya Allah, teri marifat nasib farma. Teri zaat ke upar tawakkul nasib farma. Ya Allah, sabr nasib farma. Shukr ata farma. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ay Allah, give us such a bond with you. Ay Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Give us such muhabbat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy to follow his Mubarak way of life. Ya Allah, safeguard us from all haram. Ya Allah, protect us from adultery. Protect us from fornication. Protect us from fraud. Protect us from speaking lies. Protect us from gambling. Ya Allah, protect us from taking drugs. Oh Allah, protect us from wine. Oh Allah, protect us from illicit relationships. Ya Allah, keep us far away from the cinemas and the theaters, from the discos and from the casinos. We do not know when our death will come. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in the state of adultery. Don't let the angel of death find any Muslim, any ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a casino. Don't let death find any ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in fraud or in stealing. Oh Allah, don't let death find any ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam popping drugs into his mouth or having a bottle of wine on his lips. Ey vere Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a haram state. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, and it is going to come, O my beloved Allah, we do not know when it is going to come and where it is going to come. But O Allah, whenever the time of our death comes, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. O Allah, show us some tajalli of yours, that our soul comes dancing towards you, O my Allah. Hi, where Allah, when the time of our death comes, let us be in Madina Tayyiba. Ay Allah, at the rose of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, reading as salatu wasalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. Ay Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Ay Allah, we have done nothing to please you in our lives. But oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, those who were kuffar, mushrikeen, yahood, nasara, munafiqeen. But you gave them hidayat. And so Allah, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ya Allah, tere liye humare dilo ki halat ka badalna kya mushkil hai. Ay Allah, hame paakiza qulub ata farma. Ya Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of akhirah. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, let it be in a state of iman. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of the ni'mats of both worlds. Oh my beloved Allah, we are the bandas of your ihsan. Ey mere pyare khuda, do not snatch away our ni'mats because of our nashukri. Ey Allah, do not snatch away our ni'mats because of our showing ingratitude to you. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Ya Allah, do not snatch away any of our ni'mats. Protect our iman. Protect our homes. Protect our businesses. Protect our wives and children. Protect our parents. Protect the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. یا اللہ سارے عالم کے اندر جہاں کہیں مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، فلسطین کے مجاہدین کی مدد فرما، اے اللہ اب تو ان کو تیری نصرت عطا فرما، اے اللہ بہت قربانیاں وہ دے چکے، اے اللہ تو یہودی ظالم کو اب روک لے، اگر ان کے مقدر میں ایمان نہیں ہے تو عاد و سمود کی طرح ہلاک فرما، اے اللہ چیچنیا کشمیر سارے عالم میں جہاں کہیں مجاہدین جہاد کر رہے ہیں ان کی مدد فرما، ایکسپٹ آل دا ورکس آف دین دیٹ آر ٹیکنگ پلیس، تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، مشائخ کی محنت قبول فرما، اے اللہ جو ہمارے مشائخ بیمار ہیں ان کو شفائے تامہ کاملہ عاجلہ عطا فرما، جس کا بھی ہم پر احسان ہے اللہ تیرے شائن شان ان کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما، یا اللہ those who are sick in the lying in hospital beds یا اللہ give them cure from their ailments، those who are at homes and they are sick and ill یا اللہ give them complete cure from their ailments، those who are in this gathering یا اللہ you are well aware of all the problems and the difficulties that whoever is experiencing، یا اللہ remove the difficulties، remove their problems، remove their anxieties and worries، Ya Allah, each and every one who has come to this gathering, Ya Allah, give them your closeness, give them your muhabbat, give them your marifat. Ya Allah, bless them with dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, unki tamam nek murado ko tu pura farma de. Ya Allah, tamam nek murado ko pura farma de. Ya Allah, hamari duaon ko huzur e paak sallam ke sadqe tufail mein qubool farma. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, day and night he made duas for the ummat. How much of sacrifices he made, how much of his blood was shed for this ummat, how much of his tears flowed for this ummat. Allah, we have shown no appreciation for that blood and the tears, but oh my Allah, today we are making tawbah. Ay Allah, hamari tawbah ko qubool farma le. Ay Allah, Rasul-e Paak, all the duas that he made for the ummat, all the goodness that he asked, especially in Hajjatul Wida. میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا، میرے پیارے نبی نے رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا، میرے پیارے نبی نے حطیم میں نماز پڑھ کر کے جو مانگا تھا، اے اللہ میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے خلاف کعبہ سے لپٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا، and at ملتزم of Allah, how long he attached himself to the ملتزم. Allah, he had his hands outstretched, and how much of his tears flowed at the multazam for the ummat. Allah, behind the maqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made, after Zamzam, the duas he made, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made at Mina, and especially at Arafat, from Zuhr till Maghrib, oh my Allah, masoom, sinless Nabi of yours, how much he cried that his ihram became wet with his tears. Ay Allah, the duas that he made at Muzdalifa and all other occasions, bless us with all that goodness that he asked. Bless our wives, our children, our parents and the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, fitnas, corruption that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of wives and husbands. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin mubarik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.